I represent the state of Pennsylvania, and one of the things that's been striking to me is that in the most recent round of budgeting, there's been a reduction or no longer an ask for the Chinook upgrades, for armored multi-purpose vehicle upgrades and Bradley upgrades. And all of those things were, as of 18 months ago, in the prioritization of the budget, and I think have caused a lot of consternation in the Pennsylvania supply chain, I can tell you. And so my question to you is, what changed, you know, over the last 18 months, I guess, Secretary Esper in general, that would have made you change your minds about the importance of these upgrades?
Congresswoman, I'll go first. I would say a few things. First of all, clear guidance from Secretary Mattis at the time with regard to our direction, followed up by the National Defense Strategy, which said shift from 18, 19 years of counterinsurgency warfare to high-intensity conflict. And that caused us to relook everything we did. We also rolled out a modernization strategy, I think, in May of last year, and then topped it off with the Army vision that I introduced at the beginning of this hearing. So the pivot toward being able to fight and win against near-peer competitors caused us to relook everything and fundamentally shift the direction with regard to how we train, how we man, and how we equip the force, and soon how we organize as well based on new doctrine. So five major lines of effort there. That are driving all this and pulling us into the direction of those modernization priorities that you're referring to.
Mm-hmm. Sir?
Well, same thing, Congressman. When the NDS was published by then-Secretary Mattis, that represents a fundamental shift, and it's authoritative. It's orders to us that we have to go back and do the analysis and we have to make the appropriate shifts. If we do not shift, if we continue to produce legacy systems, then we're going to really put at risk, significant risk, very, very high risk, the first battle of the next war, where soldiers that are probably yet unborn will be fighting with equipment that we see today. And that will not be a good thing, as you well know from your own service. So we've made a conscious, very, very difficult decision to shift gears and start laying the groundwork to fund the modernization of the United States Army.
And I really understand that hard decisions need to be made. And I guess one of my questions to you is, was there any consideration in making these hard decisions about the impact on the supply chain or the industrial base in
those decisions? Absolutely. That was discussed at great length, extraordinary pain, led by Secretary Esper and the whole Army staff, civilian and military, in massive amounts of hours. I can't even describe the level of pain that was throughout all that discussion. Absolutely, yes.
I would add as well, we had a number of conversations with the private sector, particularly with CEOs and senior leaders from, I think, some of the companies you're referring to. We could only be as transparent as we could with regard to particular cuts, but we were very clear with regard to where we're going, those six modernization priorities. And as I and other senior leaders have messaged for well over a year, that's where we're going. There's predictability. Those priorities are not changing. And that's where we're shifting $30 billion into the future. So meet us there. Come talk to us about how you can be a player in that future, because whoever gets on that bus will have a franchise or work or whatever you want to call it for decades to come after that, because that's our new direction.